You're listening to the Ace and TJ Show podcast on the Ace and TJ family.
Subscribe to the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show so you can listen anytime, anywhere. Get new content every weekday morning starting at 7 Eastern. Available through the Ace and TJ family app or wherever you download podcasts. You got Ace and TJ Prime Plus, so you deserve a little something extra. This is Extra Extra Funny Podcast from Ace and TJ Prime Plus.
So on the regular free Extra Funny, we were just talking about, Ace was talking about why Mike Tramp, the lead singer of the group White Lion, why they never broke big, and it was because of the style. He was too matchy.
That's part of it.
And he looked too put together. If you're going to do like real 80s rock kind of stuff, hair band kind of deal, you got to look like you don't care, even though every little spike came with a lot of attention.
That's right.
We ought to start doing a segment. What do you think about this, Riggins? Called... Like, why did this band not make it? And have Ace break it down.
Because it was this guy's style?
That has something to do with it. I think that has a little bit to do with it, yeah.
Ace, why didn't Chumbawamba make it?
No, it had to be rock bands. Like
individual people?
Well, no. Chumbawamba only had one good song. Okay. Yeah. They had one great song. So like, some would say they did make it because they got one hit out of it. Mm. Plus, they were a bunch of Marxists.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're communists, so.
Oh, my gosh. Who am I talking to right now? It's like named Freaky Friday. Ace did ask us, like, the funniest redneck question last week. He was like, who would you Freaky Friday with? Hell, yeah.
If you could Freaky Friday with somebody,
if you could Freaky Friday with somebody,
oh,
who
no,
been?
I got Freaky Friday. Who would you Freaky Friday with?
Seen pictures of Mike Tramp, I'd probably go him. He's probably living it up.
I'm sure he was having a great time.
As a Dane and yeah. A successful one.
Was he successful?
Or Danish.
They made two songs, right?
Well, they had a double platinum album. The next one went gold. But so they probably sold 4 or 5 million records.
And they're probably famous and successful in their homeland.
That's true.
Yeah.
They were all from Danish.
No, Danish. He was the only one. The rest of them were American.
Oh.
The guitar player was a genius. Who just went, you know what? I'm going to quit playing guitar anymore. He moved back home and took care of his parents. Worked at a butcher shop. Vito Bratta is his name.
Yeah, he was a butcher on that damn guitar.
Damn right he was.
He was chopping it up every night.
Tear it up, man. Slicing it.
I think the bass player now plays with Megadeth. James Lomenzo.
Really? Do you still study that kind of news and stuff?
Yeah.
Hey, where do you get it?
Yeah, I keep up with it.
Because, I mean, there used to be magazines and all that we could buy at the grocery store that would talk about that kind of stuff. But on the internet, so there are sites that you go to?
Yeah, you follow about different hair bands and things. But, yeah, there's like a website called Metal Sludge that's kind of fun. And then Blabbermouth has stuff. So you can go, there are lots of different places you can follow.
Stupid shit.
UltimateClassicRock.com has pretty good stuff. Huh. So they tend to get in the weeds a little bit every now and then. I don't need to know about those, you know, freedom rock bands as much.
And of course, your classics, Teen Beat, Tiger Beat, wasn't it?
Yeah,
there was a Tiger Beat. The magazines were they would come out though.
Yeah. So when they talk about Metal Sludge and all that, they're talking about heavy metal from those days, not like, what do you call groups like Disturbed?
I think those are called new metal.
New metal.
Yeah. I don't know what the NU is instead of NEW is.
Yeah, I don't know about that either, but I know it's just called new metal.
Yeah. I like some of that.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
If you don't get hype from the beginning of Down with a Sickness, something's wrong with you.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I would agree with that. Ooh, I just watched the TikTok yesterday, the 10 greatest metal guitar intros, whatever, of all time. Like, I don't remember all of them. Kickstart My Heart by Motley Crue was number 9, but number 2 was Walk by Pantera. Like,
that's real good.
That's great.
Avenged Sevenfold does a great version of that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, they do.
But, like, Janie Lane from Warrant.
Yeah.
He passed.
He did.
Long years ago. Do these things that you follow, Ace, do they say new evidence about Janie Lane, things like that. They don't they don't do stuff like now. No. We're seeing new stuff about Matthew Perry.
No, it's more. Oh my God.
Why was I thinking he was? He died when he was in Charlotte. Janie Lane.
I don't know,
but he was found in a hotel room, right?
He was in Los Angeles when he was.
Maybe he had just been to Charlotte. Because he and Riggins, I know you'll know this name, Mark Slaughter. He and Janie Lane and Mark Slaughter came in to our studio one time.
I was at his wedding.
Yeah. Oh Mark Slaughter was the lead, the guy from the band Slaughter. That's why it was called Slaughter.
Okay.
Did you know that Janie Lane isn't his real name?
No.
Shocker.
John Kennedy Oswald.
No.
That has a good ring to it.
Let's see. I can give you what's on Metal Sludge right now. There's an article about Nothing But a Good Time, the documentary, because the guy that runs this website is in that documentary.
Okay. And isn't Johnny Knoxville part of it as well?
Could be.
One of those jackass guys?
Yeah. They have you connected for the trailer. By the way, Blackie Lawless, who we talked about yesterday, is on the cover of this thing. Let's see. Here's another article. The wait is over. Mike Tramp's White Line hitting the road for a 2-month U.S. tour. Whoa. So he's coming back. Next article, rest in peace. Jack Russell, former Great White singer, dead at 63. Yeah. The next article, rest in peace. Greg Kinn, who penned the breakup song.
No way. Greg Kinn died?
He died the other day. Yeah.
They don't ride him like that anymore. Jack Russell, lead singer of Great White, was just an awesome singer.
Yeah.
And invented that little terrier, like the one that was on Frasier.
That is true.
Played Eddie on Frasier, the Jack Russell Terrier.
Also, there's an article up here. From August 7th, says there's trouble brewing. Ricky Rocket says, quote, if Poison doesn't tour in 2025, what do you think the reason would be, end quote. Oh, hell. Look out.
I'm looking at this website.
So anyway.
It looks like old school bulletin board website.
Yeah, I'm sure he probably runs it on a pretty tight budget.
Or does he do it a fortune. To make it look like a nostalgic thing?
That could be part of it. It's a pretty sarcastically run website, too. The guy was in a band called Tough that had a hit. I Hate Kissing You Goodbye, that came out like, I think their album came out the same week as Nirvana. So one of those, they were like number one on Dial MTV. And then a week later, MTV was like, yeah, we're not playing any more of your videos. They were like, we just had the number one video 2 weeks ago. Yeah, tough shit. You're gone. Music has changed, my friend.
On that website, the Metal Sludge, what they call the most sludge, I guess it's most viewed, is an article called The Long and Short of It, World Famous Penis Chart.
Why is that? Yeah, that's been up there since they first started in like 2000.
It's everybody's favorite Metal Sludge article.
It's groupies talking about how big old boys' penises were.
Let me see who's got a big old rock wiener.
Oh, the number one on the list is Art Alexakis from Everclear.
Really? Interesting.
Number one. You just got to take their word for it,
I guess.
Yeah, it seems that way.
Well, it tells how long it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
How long is it?
It says 8 inches.
He's got the biggest penis in rock and roll.
I don't think it's the biggest. I think it's I don't know if they're ranked, but he's first on the list. Number two is Phil Anselmo from
Anselmo.
Oh my bad, from Pantera.
The big old hog.
They say he's a 10, buddy.
Hey, man, go check and see if there's any updates on them rock penises. Yeah. I bet ain't none of them bigger than Tommy Lee.
Oh, says John Bon Jovi will wear 2 condoms if you ask him to.
Really?
It's like a party trick?
That dude's been married for like 40 years. Since 1990 or something.
I've heard they're not doing so well, so maybe...
Heard who's not doing so well?
John and his wife.
Oh, really? Uh-huh. Oh, I hate to hear that. That's not cool. Well, this has been a riveting edition of Extra Extra Funny.
Yeah. Well, it's been a face riveting.
This is the Extra Extra Funny podcast from Ace and TJ Prime Plus. Copyright 2023 ATJ Inc. Saturday, join TJ, his wife Jody, his little friend Jenny, and her handsome husband Michael as they head out somewhere for TJ's small town adventures. Watch on our Instagram account, The Ace TJ Show, or through the new Ace and TJ family app.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.